how many inboxes do you have? You may be surprised if you count. Our guest today has 23 inboxes, including one he just discovered on his Wii. So how can a marketing professional ever hope to reach all those inboxes? Likewise, 15 to 20 years ago, there were only a handful of ways to reach potential customers: TV, radio, print, and the like. Now there are over 30. But don't worry, Jeff Roars knows that this is a crazy time in the industry. You've got the evolution of the inbox to all the new strategies from social media. His expert advice in this podcast will help you decide on a practical strategy to reach your prospects. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Speaking with Jeff Roars. Jeff, we haven't spoken to you in a while, at least officially on a podcast. Now you're with a company called ExactTarget. Tell us about that.
Sure. ExactTarget is a leading software as a service provider for a platform that folks use for email, on-demand text messaging, voice messaging, and landing pages. So best known for a permission-based email platform used by companies like Home Depot, Expedia, Microsoft, and others to send out not only what you traditionally think of in terms of email marketing, you know, newsletters and those types of permission communications, but also transactional messages around purchases or relationships, and triggered messages based on activities, interactions with staff, sales, etc.
You know, email is one of those things that we both hate and we love it. It's so big, but it's so important, and different populations use it different ways. Tell us, what in 2009 here, what is email still good for, and what is email not good for anymore?
Sure. So email's pretty much the oldest tool in the online marketer's toolbox, if you think about it. It even predates websites. So we've had over 15 years of commercial use of email, and it still holds true today what held true 15 years ago. It's great for building and nurturing, growing and retaining relationships. So it is a retention marketing vehicle. What email is not good at is acquisition, by and large. So if you are looking to acquire a new customer, email in limited capacity with, you know, such as, you know, advertising and email newsletters, things like that can work. But really, acquisition is better served with search marketing, things like that. And where email comes in is once you've got the initial lead and you have the person in the door, now you hook them in with a lead nurturing campaign and, you know, and regular email communications to get them in the door. But, you know, email retains an awful lot of its strength, and in fact, I think is getting even greater recognition today because of the recession and because of the fragmentation of other media as a place where, you know, people really are banking dollars because they continue to see great response from it.
You know, email is one of those applications. When I go way back and remember seeing PCs or monitors way back when, we'd have the Lotus 1-2-3 screen burned into the screen because people lived in Lotus 1-2-3. Recently, last 5, 10, whatever years, people have lived in their inbox, whether it's Outlook or Outlook Express or Thunderbird or Eudora, whatever. But the inbox is really evolved from the traditional just Outlook Express inbox, for example.
Sure, sure. There's actually a very interesting conversation and evolution taking place right now. So the inbox, if you think about why the email medium succeeds, is because we are all conditioned, as you're kind of alluding to go and check our email. We've got to deal with these messages that come in and either file them or delete them or respond to them. What's happening now, though, is with the growth of social media, entities like Yahoo and Google, Microsoft, are looking at ways to create a new inbox, a social inbox, one in which it's not just email, but instant messaging, text messaging, RSS feeds, and most recently through the Open Social Initiative, social networking, all aggregated into a single dashboard, a single inbox, where you're communicating and you choose the method or the channel of communication based on what you need to get done. So wouldn't it make a lot more sense, instead of logging into Twitter, logging into Facebook, logging into all these places, if you had a single point of login, then you could communicate through these different ways? So I think that's one of the points of evolution we're going to see. But again, it's going to take, I think, pain on the part of the consumer to realize that they've got just too many things they've got to deal with and they want to see consolidation. But the good news is, you know, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft all see the value in aggregation and creating those tools.
Now, you're a connected guy. about, do you have any estimate, any idea how many inboxes you might have to manage or maintain yourself with all of your devices and social media and all?
Yeah, I counted them up because it just hit me one day how many different things I was checking, and I have over 23 that I have in my life, and I don't necessarily check them all the time, but I think if people count them up in their own lives, they'll be kind of unpleasantly surprised, right? You've got your postal mailboxes at work and at home. You've got your email boxes at home and at work. You've got, often with financial services, banking companies, you've got closed loop email boxes there so they can communicate to you and avoid phishing scams. You've got, you know, Twitter. If somebody direct messages you on Twitter, that's an inbox. On LinkedIn, you've got inboxes. Facebook's a closed loop email marketing system, so that's, you know, that's an email marketing inbox. And then my favorite one that I discovered is I have an inbox on my Wii that, you know, if you hook up with friends, they can message you, or it tells you how often your kids have been playing. So there's no question that that the number of inboxes is getting a little unsustainable, a little bit crazy, and consolidation is not only warranted, but there's a business opportunity there. And as things consolidate around the inbox, that's only going to increase or at least preserve the importance of email as a medium for marketing and business communications.
Well, you can't miss those important messages that might be on your Wii. That's exactly. Hilarious. You know, along with that, things have changed so much, not just in the email world inboxes, but in the marketing world too. Since 1990, say for example, how have marketing tactics changed?
Sure. So another thing that has really drawn a lot of my attention lately is how inundated we are as marketers with tactics at our disposal. So if you think about marketers pre-1990, there were about 7 different tactics that they could use, different channels. Direct mail, you could deal television, radio, out of home, print. And those 7 tactics had been around for a long time, you know, 50, 60 years. And so marketers became experts in messaging, right? They knew what these channels were. You knew what kind of technology was in play. And so you could focus all your efforts on really getting the most out of your creative. Well, now, fast forward to 2009, over the last 15 years, there have been another 30, 32 tactics added by my estimation. You know, email, instant messaging, SMS, RSS, social worlds like Second Life, social media, Facebook, Twitter, digital out-of-home messaging. It's really exploded, and so much so that with marketing budgets not growing, with marketing staff not being any bigger than it was, say, in 1990, you're asking marketers to do an awful lot to figure out how to deploy successful communication and marketing strategies across all of these media. So my message to marketers is just to embrace the fact that it is a crazy period of time, and that a lot of these, you know, media, if you would have talked to me 3 years ago, the buzz, or 2 years ago, the buzz was all about Second Life.
Yeah.
And I think people recognize that Second Life serves certain purposes and some great things will come of that and evolve into the next big thing. But Second Life, as in and of itself, is limited, and it's, you know, in it's limited in its application from a marketing standpoint right now. Whereas you look at email, you look at websites; they have a lot longer lifespan as well as much greater applications. So, my message to marketers is: don't freak out. You know, yes, it's challenging right now. Yes, you've got to experience and experiment with social media. But focus on the tactics that are working for you and build from there. And realize that just because it's the newest, latest, buzzed about thing doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be completely relevant to your business moving forward. It could be. That's why you want to experiment with it. But there are very few marketers who are deploying all 34, 35 of those tactics right now.
You know, that's good advice. I remember thinking Second Life was going to be the next big thing. And it is. It does have its niches and all, but it's such a hardware-intensive platform.
Yep.
And so many people are mobile now that they just can't. You can't do Second Life on your mobile device, for example. Now, you've always been an eclectic guy, a lot of interests and all, and know about your screenplays and stuff like that. What are you into now? What are you doing for fun and to take you away from some of the regular world stuff?
Since dabbling in screenwriting a few years ago, I had my kids grow up out from underneath me, so they're 8 and 4. They take up a lot of my time. I'm doing a lot of travel and speaking at conferences on behalf of Exact Target, and also the big investment now is just moved into a new place in Lakewood, so the homeowner piece of it is becoming bigger. But one of the reasons we got the house was so that we could do more gatherings, you know, to dovetail off of one of the presentations here at Online Marketing Summit today that Judson Lipley did, the keynote. You know, it's really, you really recognize as you get older in life that it is about relationships and getting people together. And so, if anything, I'm excited to have more time to get together with friends, to get folks together, talk about these different ideas that are happening in online marketing, as well as other issues, and just begin to enjoy life. That's kind of what it's all about.
Well, so how can people build some of these relationships with you? How can they follow you at Twitter or blog or whatever?
So I blog both on the Exact Target blog, which is blog.exacttarget.com, and our Subscribers Rule blog, which is all about subscriber-centric marketing, and that's subscribersrule.com. And last but not least, folks can follow me on Twitter at JKRoHRS, R-O-H-R-S.
Today we've been speaking with Jeff Roars of Exact Target. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.